Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, the first one of 2019. A happy new year to you, and I do hope this is going to be a great year of teaching for you, both in what you learn and what you're then able to pass on to other people in terms of your effectiveness as well as the material that you pass on. So happy new year, and this is Tuesday Teaching Tip number 138. Oh, and by the way, my neighbours are having building work done just across the road over there. They're putting a loft conversion in, and so you might hear some intrusive background noises. I can't get away from it today, so I'm sorry about that, but hopefully it won't distract you too much from what we're talking about here today. And today what I want to talk about, since it is the beginning of the year as I record this, is what are our teaching goals for 2019, for the year ahead? What are your teaching goals? What are you focused on? What do you hope to grow in, to learn, to achieve? What do you sense God is calling you to as you think about your role in teaching in 2019? So let's talk about this a little bit here. I've had some thoughts myself, and I'd like to get your feedback on them. I sense that, for me, God is calling me to greater collaboration with other teachers, with my fellow teachers, with those who have the same kind of passion and thinking about teaching as I do. In the year ahead, I need to connect more. I want to connect more with other people. I do have friends, I do have connections, but I don't feel that I've exploited them, used them, and benefited from them as much as I could. And in fact, that I need to, not only that I need to, but I think those to whom I speak would benefit, that they need that. And also, I think our churches at large, the fellowships I'm connected with, we would benefit from greater collaboration and cooperation between those of us who have this passion to preach and teach God's word. So that's what I'm thinking about. God's laid on my heart, even at the end of last year, some thinking on this, and I've been discussing it with a few friends. I've still not fully formed everything in my mind yet, but this is the attitude I want to adopt, is one of desiring greater cooperation and connection with other people who preach and teach, especially in the teaching sphere. I do read a lot, and I look at online courses, I do those, and I watch videos, and I find stimulation from those sources, but I'm lacking in the personal connection, the personal interaction, that sort of thing when you talk to somebody and they spark a new idea in you, and it's the interaction as you talk and listen, and they listen to you, and you talk and you answer questions that each other have. These are the things that help us to draw us out of our patterns of thinking into new ways of thinking creatively and help us to grow. So that's what's on my mind. I feel I've been lacking that. I feel like I need that. So I have in particular three objectives that I've been considering. And I'm going to be sharing about this with some of my closer friends soon. But I thought I'd lay it out there to see what you think. The first thing I feel the need for is something like what you might call a teacher's mastermind group. What is a teacher's mastermind group? Well, a mastermind group is a gathering of like-minded people who have a particular ambition. And in this case, it would be to become more effective as teachers. And a mastermind group is a place where you refine each other. And so it would be perhaps a one-hour session of gathering online, perhaps a Skype call or something like that. I don't know how many, I would guess 4 or 5 minimum, up to maybe 10 or 12 maximum. And we have an hour where we pray together, we catch up with each other's projects, and then perhaps one of us seats ourselves in the metaphorical hot seat for some discussion about what we're focused on. So perhaps if it was me, I might say, well, I've got this teaching series I'm preparing, and this is how I'm thinking of approaching it. These are the resources I'm thinking of using. What do you think? And get the feedback from everybody else, and have some mutual collaborative training of each other there. So it might be my turn 1 month, and then perhaps a little bit of a prayer at the end as well again. And the next month, it'll be somebody else would have that opportunity. So that's a mastermind group. That's one thing I'm considering. The second is what you might call a teacher's network. And that's a network of relationships where those of us who have this kind of passion connect and discuss things. It might be on the phone, it might be online, it might be via a Facebook group or page of some kind, it could be a website, all these things could be, it could be several of these things together. But a network of people who broadly are interested, who want to grow, in their depth and understanding of the Bible and their ability to pass this on to other people, whether it's church members or whether it's people who don't have a faith, but networking together, providing each other with feedback, input, and inspiration. That's the second thing. And the third thing is I'm interested in putting on or helping to put on some particular teaching events this coming year. A bit like if those of you who are part of our fellowship in the UK might remember, we had a thing called Rock Resources post-2003 and went on for a few years. Perhaps reviving that model, at least, if not the exact details of that. But some teaching days, some teaching weekends, perhaps a half-day teaching opportunity somewhere in the United Kingdom. Teaching sessions, teaching days, and things like that. So those are the three things on my mind: the mastermind group, the teachers network, and specific events that we might put on to either equip teachers or just equip and teach more deeply anybody who wants to come. So that's what's on my mind at the moment. So I would love to know what you think about this. I'd like to know what your thoughts are for your teaching dreams and goals for the coming 12 months. What do you have on your heart and your mind? So two things I'd request of you, please. Number one, give me some thoughts on what I've shared with you about my ideas. And secondly, do give me your own ideas. And let's share those ideas publicly, because we learn best when we learn from each other. And so let's put all that online. And then if you know anybody that might be interested in this, please pass the link on, whether you're listening to the audio or watching the video. And if you could leave a review, that would be wonderful. It would really help the visibility of these recordings. And I thank you so much for taking the time to watch this and listen to this and for giving feedback that you give. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.